I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner nearly had a job for Abner's father yesterday, but Grandpappy Spears heard about the position and beat them to it. However, they're still trying to find something to keep the old man busy. And today, as we look in on the little community, we find them working on another lead. They're in the Jot 'em Down store with the elder Mr. Peabody, and Lum is talking on the phone. Listen.
Uh-huh. Well, how soon do you expect Ezra back? All right, would you ask him to call me when he gets back? All right, much obliged. Goodbye.
How soon do they expect Ezra back in the office, Mom?
Said he ought to be there in 5 or 10 minutes.
Oh, well, that'll give Papa a little more time to memorize that stuff. How are you coming, Papa?
What's that, son?
I say, are you learning all them rules about the tar rationing?
Yeah, sure. I got them right by learned for heart now. Let's see now. Jam on your brakes. Pick up speed suddenly.
No, wait a minute, Papa. It's don't jam on your brakes and don't pick up speed suddenly.
Well, that's what I said. Jam on your brakes.
I think you need to work on that a little longer, Mr. Peabody. Read over that pamphlet on tar conservation I brung you.
Yeah, you got to know this stuff good before you can work on a rationing board. I'll read it over again now, Papa.
All right. I know it by heart, so why should I...
Well, go ahead. Read on it some more.
Yeah.
Hey, doggies, I hope Papa can get that job over there after we went to all this trouble to train him.
Well, it all depends on how good of a showing he can make.
Yeah.
When I talked to Ezra this morning, he said they need a pretty sharp feller over there. Some good, wide-awake man that wouldn't let folks put nothing over on him.
Well, Papa don't let nobody put nothing over on him. That is, not if he catches on to what they're doing, he don't.
Well, no.
And he's wide awake, or leastways, part of the time he is.
Yeah, well, I think if we give Ezra a big sail ship talk on him, we can get him in there all right.
Doggy, I hope so. Whose place did you say Papa'd be taking? Tom Forster's?
Yeah. Tom's got to go out of town on some business, and he won't likely be gone 3 or 4 weeks, so naturally they're going to need somebody to help out.
Yeah, well, Papa'll make him a good hand, I know that.
Yeah, if we can just convince Ezra of that.
Yeah, that's
our big problem right there.
Well, all right, Doggy, just get him on the phone. I'll convince him. I'll talk to
him.
Well,
he ain't back in his office yet.
Oh, that's right.
Besides, I think your Papa needs a little more practice there. He's got to sound like he knows every single thing there is to know about tar conservations.
Yeah, well, he's getting it down pretty good, Lum. How you coming, Papa?
Jam on your brakes. Pick up speed.
Papa, now hold on right where you at. I told you it's supposed to be don't jam on your brakes and don't pick up speed.
There's a lot of other rules there you ought to be learning, too.
Well, I know them all. Drive only when necessary. Damage your tires.
Damage your tires?
No, that can't be right. Let's see that pamphlet a minute.
Yeah, give it to Lum, Papa. Yeah. I know that ain't right.
Yeah, well, look here. It's rule number 2 there. See it?
Well, this says drive carefully to avoid damaging your tires.
That's what I said.
But, Papa, you got to say these things just right. You can't just come close. Get exactly right and don't try to shorten it none. Don't forget you're working for the Givermont now.
Well, I know what to do. You don't need to tell me nothing. I'm older than you are, son.
I know you are, Papa.
Trouble with you, youngins, you always think you know a sight more than your parents.
Well, I'm sorry, Papa.
Don't go smarting off to your Papa. I wasn't aiming to be smarting off to you. Just recollect this. The children's are to be so not here.
All right, Papa. Of course, I wish you'd try to recollect I ain't exactly a children no more.
Abner, don't get that discussion started again.
Mr.
Peabody, I wonder if you just sort of run through these rules again, then I'll see if you know them by heart.
Yeah, sure, I'll run through them again.
Doggies, when you stop being a children, that's what I'd like
Abner,
to know.
Abner, hush up. All right, go ahead, Mr. Peabody.
Let me see... damage your tires. That's one of them.
Avoid damaging your tires.
That's right, too. And the next one is... Let's see now.
Always keep under 35 miles per hour.
That's it. That's it exactly. Next is,
keep tires inflated to recommended pressure.
Yeah, that's it.
Switch tires at least every 5,000 miles.
That's what it says, all right. I remember now. That's...
All right, what's the next one now?
Why, it's, next one, let's see, it's another
something
one.
Something about recapping.
Let's see now, something about recapping. That's... You better give me a little hint on that, and I guess...
All right, recap your tires as soon as... As soon as what, Mr. Peabody?
I better have a little hint on that, too, I reckon.
Recap your tires as soon as the tread has worn...
Off.
That's right.
Doggy, that's good, Papa.
Sure. I don't...
Wait a minute, there's one more here.
Hmm?
One more. What is it, Mr. Peabody?
It's something about tire rationing, I believe. That's...
Yeah, but exactly what does it say? All these others about tire rationing, too.
Well, let's see. It's, jam on your brakes. It's...
No. We've done that. Besides, it's don't jam on your brakes.
Well, let's see now. I know it.
Think hard now, Papa. Don't spoil your perfect score here at the last minute.
Well, let's see. It ain't jam on your brakes. I know that.
No.
Damage your tires?
No. It's something about sharing your car.
It's what?
It's share your car with others so that the limited tire supply will go farther.
My ginger, that's right.
All right, Doggy, it's good for you, Papa. Right. Hooray! I was afraid at first you didn't know some of them rules.
Why, I know them by heart now. Why, sure. I know them. Don't worry.
Looks like brains just run in the Peabody family.
Sure.
We got members like a batch of elephants.
I believe it wouldn't hurt none to run through these just once more, though. There's one or two there that your papa was a little weak on, I'd say.
Yeah, well, Papa, he'll get him in no time at all, quick as he is. Which one did you think that he didn't get quite perfect on?
Well, I don't recollect exactly which one now, but I figure if you go over them all... Wait a minute. Was that our ring?
I don't know. I was interested in listening to Papa rattle off them rules. I never paid no attention.
I'll do them again for you, son.
Yeah, you can do them again, Papa.
That's our ring.
Yeah, we will.
Here, you take the pamphlet and practice your papa some
more. Yeah, sure. I see now. Start right
there
first, and I reckon you know him so good.
Hello, jot him down, store and library. Lum Eddard's talking.
Got plenty of time here.
Who?
Let me think a minute.
Oh, howdy, Ezra.
That's
Ezra. Yeah, we were the ones that were trying to get you in touch with you.
Don't get that. That's who he's talking to right now.
Well, that's what we wanted to talk to you about.
Recollect to be smart now, Papa.
Yeah, that job you mentioned to me this morning, Ezra, you ain't got nobody for it yet, have you? Well, good.
Yeah, start telling him about Papa Long.
Well, I tell you, Ezra, I believe we got just a fella for you.
Oh, is he talking about me?
Well, before I tell you who he is, I'd sort of like to tell you a little bit about him first.
Yeah, tell him how smart Papa is.
Well, I think he's just the type of fella you need over there, Ezra.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's wide awake as all get out.
He is that, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, he's sharp, too.
Sharper than a mashed potato sandwich.
Sharper than a mashed potato sandwich. No, wait a minute, Ezra. For goodness sakes, Abner, watch what you're saying. You want to lose this job for your papa?
Lose a job? Why, of course not. I don't want to lose a job.
Let me do the talking then.
Oh.
Hello, Ezra. Oh, nothing. A customer just come in the store was all.
Customer? I never seen... what can I do for you?
I tell you, now, Ezra, this man we got in mind knows just about everything there is to know about tar conservation.
That little Bates boy.
Yeah, knows all of them rules for taking care of your tars and everything.
Oh, he knows them backwards and forwards. Knows them better backwards than he does forwards, I believe, to be honest.
Ezra, will you be quiet?
Was that little Bates boy come in?
I don't know. Be quiet. I can't hear what... How's that, Ezra?
Yeah,
he's a fast worker. He can do six men's work in half a day.
For the
land. He's a regular streak of lightning.
Oh, you can't get close to him if you happen to be carrying a lightning rod with you. He'll blow you up.
Yeah. Oh, there's some that refers to him as a humming domino.
Humming domino, huh?
What's that, Ezra? Dynamo. Well, he's one of them, too, I think.
Doggy's papa's everything.
Oh, yeah, he's the wide-awakest one feller you could get.
Wish he's my papa. No, that's right, he is.
Recommendations.
He's proud to be related to me.
Well, yeah, I believe there's lots of fellers that give him a good recommend.
Oh, yeah.
Just a minute. Here, Abner, you talk to him for a second.
Talk to Ezra?
Ezra says he needs to get some other recommends before he can hire this man, so you talk to him.
Well, what do I say to him, huh?
Oh, just say the same things I said about him being sharp and wide-awake and all that.
Oh, is that what you call recommending somebody?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh.
Take the receiver.
Excuse me. Hello, no, Dad, blame it, I got that thing up to my mouth. Hello, Ezra. Yeah, this is Abner Peabody. Yeah, well, this feller we know, this here human domino of ours, he's sharp and wide awake and all that. Oh, he is. Yes, he is. Uh-huh. All right, just a minute, Ezra. Here, Lom, he wants to talk to the human dynamo himself now, he says.
Well, good. Looks like he'll get him talked into it. Huh? Now, if your papa can recollect all them rules...
Oh, he can do that.
You get him up to the phone. I'll talk to Ezra
again. Yeah, I'll get him.
Hello, Ezra. The human domino will be here in just a second. Yeah, he'll be flashing up to the phone to...
Get ready for a fast conversation. Hey, Lom.
He'll rattle off all the rules.
Wait a minute. Stop talking.
Huh?
Look at Pop over there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can't you wake him up?
Not Pop. It takes hours to wake him up and get him on his feet.
For pity's sakes. Well, hello, Ezra. I reckon we'll have to postpone the interview. Well, it seems that the human domino has blowed out a fuse.